We're joined this morning by Chris Pierce from the American Egg Board. We just got finished with Easter on Sunday. Then Monday is the big day at the White House. Chris, when do they start doing this Easter egg roll or hunt that goes on? When did that begin?
Yeah, this thing goes way back. This White House Easter egg roll isn't just something of the Obama administration. This goes back to Dolly Madison, the Madison administration. So that's back into your textbooks that 140 years ago. It's a long time ago. But it's not 140, but it's over 100 years ago. And each administration since then has opened up the South Lawn of the White House. Now, today it's more populated than ever. The current administration, President Obama, actually has tweaked it a little bit in order to get more people, more average citizens, to celebrate Easter with activities on the South Lawn. So America's egg farmers, we've actually been participating for almost four decades. America's egg farmers have been a partner with the White House Easter egg roll.
Now, at Christmas time, they have a place they go out in some part of the United States. They select the perfect Christmas tree. Where do these eggs come from? Is it just a group, or is there a certain region? How do they determine that?
Actually, these eggs this year are from a Pennsylvania company called the R.W. Souders. And American Egg Board have procured the eggs from Souders Eggs in Pennsylvania. But all the eggs are good. They're a high, all-natural source of protein. They're affordable, there were white eggs that were dyed. So it's a great activity.
Now, who's responsible for dyeing all these eggs? Is this my government money at work?
It's not your family dyeing 15,000 eggs. So actually, I'm not sure who the organization is, but they have somebody that has the ability to do commercial dyeing. But every family doesn't need to be a commercial dyer. They can buy one or two dozen eggs and hard cook them and then dye them. And actually, that's the thing that makes this thing great. It's all about memories. It's all about family activities. And nothing better than sitting around the table, getting your hands all dyed with different colors because you're dyeing the eggs. But that's the stuff you're going to look back in 20 years and remember that the grandkids did this and they stained their Easter outfit and you were so mad. But that's the good stuff. That's what makes our country great.
Right. And when they do this thing on the South Lawn, there's like it's a well-oiled machine, I guess, of bringing people in and getting to participate. Exactly what do people do when they come there?
Oh, so after they come through the TSA security, because it is. Security is important. But there's around 15 different activities throughout the whole South Lawn for kids to do. There's this Easter, the egg roll. Now, that's something that most people haven't heard of, but the egg roll is actually a hard-cooked dyed egg that has like a starting line and a finish line using a big 15-inch wooden spatula that the kids are rolling it from the starting line to the finish line. There's also an area that they can dye eggs, but another area that the American egg farmers help support is a farm-to-table activity. We have a mock hen house with some Hollywood hens, and they have nests, and they have the environment in which the eggs are being produced, and the hens are being cared for, and then it moves into, there's a household kitchen there that 5- and 6-year-olds can have some play sets with pretending to make eggs, and there's all kinds of things like that. But listen to this, that all the kids that come to the White House egg roll, when they leave, they actually get a hard-cooked egg already peeled on a stick with a pretzel dust and some seasoning on it. And it's a really quick snack, and it's super super good for you, super amount of taste and flavor. It's just awesome.
That puts a whole different spin. Usually my eggs are either scrambled or sunny side up, or they're hard boiled. So there's obviously more ways to prepare an egg than we can shake a stick at, I guess.
Well, and the thing is, what we're seeing more and more consumers, egg sales continue to increase because there's more and more people that see that eggs truly are a good source of protein for their family. It's a quick and easy way of not just breakfast, but lunch and dinner. As a matter of fact, there's something called the Dietary Guidelines that USDA puts out, and they do this occasionally. That they have these standards in which they use to kind of say what foods are good for you and not so good for you. And the most recent announcement by the Dietary Guidelines by USDA is they've removed the limitations of cholesterol that has been the limitations that you shouldn't eat too many eggs. They've taken that. That's free and clear because they've seen the benefits. The science has shown that eggs are good for you. And consumers know that. They know that that's like a go-to food. It's the highest all-natural source of protein, which those are in the physical fitness knew it. But all families are learning what the benefits of eggs are, and they're extremely affordable. So that's what makes eggs just a great go-to. As a matter of fact, the chairman of the American Egg Board and his wife met with the First Lady and the President this morning in the White House, And the president made comments like that America's egg farmers are the go-to people. They're the ones that help this event be the success it is because we're providing the eggs. And that's the name of the event, the Egg Roll. So even the president knows the benefits of what eggs bring to our country.
Now, I know from any kind of egg hunt, there's always who's responsible for making sure all of them have gotten out of the south lawn? Or is it just...
Actually, that's a great question, because there's the maintenance crew of the National Park Service are the ones that are responsible for the facilities here on the president's backyard. So that's the crew that will be cleaning up after the 35,000 people leave, and tomorrow they'll be getting this thing all cleared up and looking the way that it should. But what a great host that the White House is to partner with America's egg farmers for this event.
Yeah, they probably could use that same thing they use at a golf course to pick up all the balls that are out there on the driving range, right?
Something like that. Have to listen to that YouTube video.
Right. Just a quick tip. I got my hard-boiled eggs. I'm ready to crack them and peel them. Is there a tip in getting the shell off the egg a little easier?
Yeah, there is, and there's kind of a misunderstanding about most people. They kind of think, oh, these eggs, these peeled horribly. They must be really old eggs. And actually, it's the opposite. Fresh eggs. And remember, most eggs at your dairy case are there within 72 hours that the hen laid them. So most people don't realize how quick that cycle is, but fresh eggs are the ones that actually peel the hardest. My family, we like to have eggs that are maybe like 2 weeks since I bought them at the grocery store, and those are the ones where I'll boil them. And you can look at it for recipes, like go to IncredibleEgg.org, IncredibleEgg.org, and they'll give you this go-to information for recipes, even simple things like hard-cooking eggs. But I like eggs that are around 2 weeks after I bought them at the grocery store, and they will peel easily. So 12 minutes, large eggs, after they've brought to boil, I pull them off the water, let them simmer for 12 minutes. And actually, I like to peel them right away under some cool water, and the shells come right off. No problem.
Chris Pierce from the American Egg Board, thanks for spending a little of your day with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. You have a great one.